Further up this coast, two back-to-back storms have brought a huge amount of rain to the Pacific Northwest this week. In Washington state, some rivers crested at record-breaking levels. About 100,000 people remain under evacuation orders. The Trump administration approved the state's request for an emergency declaration today. And while the rain has mostly let up, more is in the forecast. KUOW's Casey Martin joins us now from Mount Vernon, Washington. Hi, Casey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. Can you just tell us more about where you are exactly right now?
Yeah, I'm in Mount Vernon. This is a town that's home to about 35,000 people in the Skagit Valley. This is an area in the northwestern part of the state, just north of Seattle, about an hour. It's a long river valley with lots of farms stretching almost to the Canadian border, and tens of thousands of people were ordered to evacuate this area. Evacuation orders were also put out for several other areas in the state aside from Skagit Valley, and up in British Columbia, Canada, they've also had flooding, and some parts of Montana, too.
And what do we know so far about the damage these storms caused?
You know, broadly speaking, at this point, it's too early to say what the full impacts will be. Here in Mount Vernon, there's been some limited flooding, but right now it's looking like a flood wall that the town built in 2018 has really helped. I'm standing in front of that wall right now. We know that in Washington, there have been dozens of rescues, people airlifted from their homes. We also know some homes have flooded, though we don't know how many or how severely. Some farmers here told me that their barns have flooded and shelters opened in the nearby area for people to bring large animals and horses for them. Many roads are closed, and here where I am, it's a very rural area, so a community might only have one paved road, and some of the smaller unpaved roads have washed out, so they're a little cut off. And we don't know how many people actually did evacuate, but the motel that I was staying at last night was full of people who had packed up all their belongings in their cars, and they really had no idea, you know, what state their homes would be in when they returned.
I imagine things feel pretty tense still then. I realize that the state of Washington is used to a lot of rain, but still, these storms, they've been pretty unusual, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Skagit Valley in particular is not only used to rain, but they have seen flooding pretty often. There are floodplains all over. But folks that I talked to in Mount Vernon said they've never seen the river rise as fast as it did this week. Some records were set. The Skagit River right here in Mount Vernon set a new flood record by a couple of inches. The last one was set back in 1990. And these two storms being back-to-back is what caused all of this water. The ground was still saturated when the second storm hit, so the water really had nowhere to go.
And I feel like we ask this question every time when we see storms like this. Now, do we know if climate change is playing a role here?
These kinds of storms, known as atmospheric rivers, are normal this time of year. We see them every winter. But scientists say we should be prepared for more damaging storms like this. My colleague John Ryan reports that climate scientists expect them to grow more powerful and arrive more frequently as Earth's climate continues to warm up. A warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture, which means storms dump more rain. And the data is unclear on whether we're seeing that trend already, but Washington needs to be more prepared going forward.
That is Casey Martin from KUOW. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.